As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
He is a San Diego snob, so maybe that is the key to this question I'm about to ask him. Major on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Major, we have experienced just great weather here for the last 10 days, and maybe it's the last warm weekend for here, those of us in Minnesota. But we have plenty of people listening throughout the country also, and I said, if you could be anywhere for the last warm weekend, anywhere in the United States of America, where would you go? So for you, is it back to San Diego, or do you have another location in mind?
No, there is no other for me than San Diego. There just isn't. I mean, there are lots of wonderful places around the world. I've been fortunate enough to be to many of them, either for work or for pleasure. But San Diego is my home. So there's no better place for me than my home, San Diego.
Outside of San Diego, whether it was work or pleasure, the next most beautiful place you saw with your own eyes was?
Bermuda.
Bermuda. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I love Bermuda. I really, really do.
Bermuda does not care about you. I mean, I don't know if you realize that.
I know. I know. And I've ever been ever so briefly to Hawaii, Kona. That was gorgeous.
Yep.
Was there as part of a work trip covering President Clinton as he was making his way to Vietnam in 2000. That's a place I'd like to get back to. But I've been to Bermuda several times. The golf there is great. The swimming there is fantastic. Food is great. The British are very proper. It's got this kind of great pseudo-British vibe there. I am a big fan of Bermuda.
Let's jump in on the debate. Great deal of conversation about the moderators, when they stepped in, when they did not step in, fact-checking Donald Trump, not fact-checking Kamala Harris. We know Donald Trump can meander with the best of them in answering questions, but with Kamala Harris, there were 3 or 4 times she didn't even come close to answering the question. They did not follow up and say, would you like us to repeat the question? So many conservatives have been upset by it. We've even had utter nonsense the last 24 hours suggesting that ABC sent out sample questions to the Harris campaign, assured her they would not be fact-checking her. There's absolutely, positively, unequivocally no proof of that. It's not true, but go ahead and buy it. What were your thoughts about David Muir and Lindsay Davis and how they handled the debate?
So let's just do the fact-checking thing real quick. If you cannot fact-check an assertion from someone running for the presidency about infanticide in America, I ask you what you can't fact check. I mean, come on. First of all, he said the governor of West Virginia, the former governor of West Virginia, it's wrong. Okay, he was trying to take a quote that has been analyzed and written about extensively for years about Ralph Northam, then governor of Virginia. Mm-hmm. But whether he was talking about the potential for infanticide, he wasn't. It has been conflated aggressively by Trump, particularly almost no one else, but mostly by Trump. And it's not legal anywhere in America. If you can't fact check that kind of assertion, then there is no fact checking in real time or any other time. There's an FBI crime statistics debate that goes on. David Muir fact checked the president about that, saying crime is going through the roof. Statistics of reported crimes as measured by the FBI. There is a debate statistically and with criminologists about the expansiveness, how widespread that data reporting is. But most surveys from police departments, even those not included by the FBI, report crime trends down or static, not going through the roof. That's a fact check in real time. Here's the other thing that those who are upset about the debate don't seem to care about or value less because it doesn't fit their narrative. Trump got more time, 6 minutes or more time, because he kept bulldozing Lindsay Davis and David Muir. When his time was up, he kept going on, and they let him.
By the way, the individual who wanted the mics off bypassed that policy and put them in a unique spot, right? They were going to follow the rules which the two campaigns had agreed to. And it's very easy for me to sit here and say, well, I would have said no. That's the former president of the United States. Right. That's the president, vice president. It's hard to just say, no, we're not going to let you talk.
Right. And when there was a particular point that Kamala Harris wanted to get back into and her time was up, they did not allow her to do it. They shut her down. Lindsay Davis shut her down, stopped her. But all of this, Chad, goes to something that we just have to understand. Trump will have this debate about the debate no matter how it comes out. It doesn't matter. He will find something to be aggravated about even if he wins the debate or if it's close.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And this goes to something that I think everyone in the Harris campaign and everyone who wishes that campaign well better focus on. And I experienced this a week before the debate when I was in three different cities in Michigan. Trump's support is resilient and real.
Yep.
People who support Trump have been through a lot. They've had plenty of reasons to get off the bus. They're not getting off the bus. I'm not saying it's a majority of this country, but it's a not insignificant statistical majority of 47 to 48%, which means it's real, it's resilient, it's not budging. And you have to find a way to get to 49, 50, or 51. And don't think that a debate performance is going to suddenly make that job any easier. Internal polls, I'm told, in the possession of the Harris campaign in swing states show even or a slight Trump bump from this debate, even though they think they won it, even though many of the survey responders think Harris won it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So what this country has to come to grips with is, even when he says dogs and cats, and we can get into that if you want to, a completely fantastical, idiotic thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
It resonates at a certain level because it identifies an issue that people want to hear about, immigration. Yeah. So they give him credit for that, and they don't take any points away from him or shed their support because he blew it in such a spectacular, comedic, unintentionally comedic way. So the campaign is still close. Can it break? Yes, theoretically, but it's still very close. And the debate may have, strangely, even among people who think Harris won, picked up a point or two for Trump.
So I just want to follow up on the non-follow-ups. When you have a candidate like the vice president, who during her time as the vice president is known to give a lot of word salad answers. Mm-hmm. Then when she comes in to a campaign in such an extraordinary way, then she is only involved in one other interview with Dana Bash with Governor Tim Walz. When mm-hmm. there are three or four times when she does what plenty of politicians do, bypass the question and turn it into an attack towards her opponent, mm-hmm. I do think if you're going to fact check, this was ample opportunity
yep.
for Muir and Davis to say, Madam Vice President, you didn't come close to saying, are we better now than we were 4 years
yep.
ago? You didn't
right.
say anything about if you could go back in time on immigration. You said nothing about what you would change in Afghanistan. I really thought, knowing the climate, that it was incumbent mm-hmm. upon them one or two times to do that.
Agreed. And without question, the weakest part of the debate was the first question and her answer.
Yeah. Nervous.
Very nervous. And talk about a word salad. It was full of a lot of gussied up words, opportunity economy and this and that. And I have a plan and I have a plan. And I have a plan. Wait a minute. That's not the question. I know the question makes you uncomfortable because you have to revisit something in which you know people don't like. And you have to recontextualize that, but let's try to drill down. But even sometimes, and this is where, and I've been on the stage three times, not yeah. in a general election, but three times in a primary. It's always a toggling switch, and you don't know which way to toggle it.
Yeah.
You
it's
really
hard.
Don't.
Yeah.
It's very hard because there is something that is conveyed by a non-answer to a central question, especially the first one. And I've talked to people who only watched the first 20 minutes.
Sure.
So the first 20 minutes, the first 3 minutes, were Harris struggling with that very direct question. Are we better off than we were 4 years ago? That's what your opponent says. What's your answer? So that might not have been a winning debate for Kamala Harris if that's all people saw or if that's most of what they saw. You know? So, sometimes that hard question and the non-answer is all the public needs to see because the vice president had an opportunity to recharacterize or recontextualize that question and the foundation beneath it didn't do it. So for someone who's eager for an answer to that question, that probably leaves them dissatisfied. So does the moderator go back to that well a second time? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's always a hard thing.
Yep.
My larger takeaway when it's Trump, he only complains about the moderators if he thinks he lost.
Yeah. Yes.
And he said that about other people complaining about things.
Right.
You know, you're only complaining because you're a loser.
Yeah. Often.
Blame the refs. Well, what about your performance?
Yes, that's so true. Because often the words he uses on others is truly how he feels about a situation mm-hmm. if he's in that position. Okay, I want to get to Joe Biden, who, by the way, still is president of the United States, and what we're going to do with weaponry.
And knows he's alive, by the way.
Yeah, in Ukraine. Yes, he is. And he's not eating dogs in Springfield. Yes or no, will we have another debate? What do you think?
Trump says no. And because the polling data so far has not moved perceptibly against him, he probably won't. If the polling data starts to shift in any way, making him farther behind nationally and farther behind in battleground states, he'll have to agree to it.
Next time we see each other, I will bet you a nice dinner there will be another debate. I just think, and your polling is accurate, I just think his ego is going to say, I want another opportunity. Okay. What is Joe Biden, the president of the United States, going to do about potentially lifting restrictions on U.S.-provided long-range weapon systems and allowing Zelensky and Ukraine to continue to strike deep targets inside Russia, but this time American and Western-driven that can be even more effective? You've had people who have been for this for a long time, more mm-hmm. Republicans speaking out about it, even some Democrats open-minded. What does Biden do on this really important issue regarding this war that continues to rage on?
I don't know. What I do know is lines that were uncrossable have been crossed.
Many times, right?
Things that the administration said, no, we're not going to do that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to provoke this or that, particularly in any use of tactical battlefield nuclear weapons, which, as we've discussed before, we should always remind ourselves, are part of Russia's playbook. They've, in ways that we don't countenance and say we have the opportunity and we have battle plans to use battlefield nuclear weapons. We don't, but the Russians do. That's why we've always been nervous about that. And things that we didn't even want that to be on the table, we weren't going to do, then we've done. Allowed some strikes in Russia, allowed our military weaponry for this or that, Patriot anti-missile system, things. So all I know is the progression has been to agree to do things that when this war started, we did not agree to do. And there's a very hard calculus here. Would this green light fundamentally change things and change things in a way to provoke a serious dialogue about ending this war and ending it on terms that the Ukrainians can find acceptable? And if that's not all territory given back to them, what territory remains in Russian hands and under what conditions? And what is a kind of international peacekeeping force or supervisory force to make sure that this doesn't happen again? All mm-hmm. those are details that have to be hashed out. Hard to do at the negotiating table, but certainly doable if both sides want to. And would a green light now on this particular set of military questions force Russia to do something it has so far been unwilling and uninterested in doing, which is negotiating an end to this slaughterhouse of a war in Ukraine?
Just a massively important topic to keep watching. Fabulous as always, sir. Thank you very much for coming on. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Great.
Major Garrett, CBS, The Takeout. He's the best. We're lucky to have him on.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He is a San Diego snob, so maybe that is the key to this question I'm about to ask him. Major on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Major, we have experienced just great weather here for the last 10 days, and maybe it's the last warm weekend for here, those of us in Minnesota. But we have plenty of people listening throughout the country also, and I said, if you could be anywhere for the last warm weekend, anywhere in the United States of America, where would you go? So for you, is it back to San Diego, or do you have another location in mind?
No, there is no other for me than San Diego. There just isn't. I mean, there are lots of wonderful places around the world. I've been fortunate enough to be to many of them, either for work or for pleasure. But San Diego is my home. So there's no better place for me than my home, San Diego.
Outside of San Diego, whether it was work or pleasure, the next most beautiful place you saw with your own eyes was?
Bermuda.
Bermuda. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I love Bermuda. I really, really do.
Bermuda does not care about you. I mean, I don't know if you realize that.
I know. I know. And I've ever been ever so briefly to Hawaii, Kona. That was gorgeous.
Yep.
Was there as part of a work trip covering President Clinton as he was making his way to Vietnam in 2000. That's a place I'd like to get back to. But I've been to Bermuda several times. The golf there is great. The swimming there is fantastic. Food is great. The British are very proper. It's got this kind of great pseudo-British vibe there. I am a big fan of Bermuda.
Let's jump in on the debate. Great deal of conversation about the moderators, when they stepped in, when they did not step in, fact-checking Donald Trump, not fact-checking Kamala Harris. We know Donald Trump can meander with the best of them in answering questions, but with Kamala Harris, there were three or four times she didn't even come close to answering the question. They did not follow up and say, would you like us to repeat the question? So many conservatives have been upset by it. We've even had utter nonsense the last 24 hours suggesting that ABC sent out sample questions to the Harris campaign, assured her they would not be fact-checking her. There's absolutely, positively, unequivocally no proof of that. It's not true, but go ahead and buy it. What were your thoughts about David Muir and Lindsay Davis and how they handled the debate?
So let's just do the fact-checking thing real quick. If you cannot fact-check an assertion from someone running for the presidency about infanticide in America, I ask you what you can't fact-check. I mean, come on. First of all, he said the governor of West Virginia, the former governor of West Virginia, it's wrong. Okay, he was trying to take a quote that has been analyzed and written about extensively for years about Ralph Northam, then governor of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But whether he was talking about the potential for infanticide, he wasn't. It has been conflated aggressively by Trump, particularly almost no one else, but mostly by Trump. And it's not legal anywhere in America. If you can't fact check that kind of assertion, then there is no fact checking in real time or any other time. There's an FBI crime statistics debate that goes on. David Muir fact checked the president about that, saying crime is going through the roof. Statistics of reported crimes as measured by the FBI. There is a debate statistically and with criminologists about the expansiveness, how widespread that data reporting is. But most surveys from police departments, even those not included by the FBI, report crime trends down or static, not going through the roof. That's a fact check in real time. Here's the other thing that those who are upset about the debate don't seem to care about or value less because it doesn't fit their narrative. Trump got more time, 6 minutes or more time, because he kept bulldozing Lindsay Davis and David Muir. When his time was up, he kept going on. And they let him.
By the way, the individual who wanted the mics off
bypassed
that policy and put them in a unique spot, right? They were going to follow the rules, which the two campaigns had agreed to. And it's very easy for me to sit here and say, well, I would have said no. That's the former president of the United States. Right. That's the president, vice president. It's hard to just say, no, we're not going to let you talk.
Right. And when there was a particular point that Kamala Harris wanted to get back into and her time was up, they did not allow her to do it. They shut her down. Lindsey Davis shot her down, stopped her. But all of this, Chad, goes to something that we just have to understand. Trump will have this debate about the debate no matter how it comes out. It doesn't matter. He will find something to be aggravated about, even if he wins the debate or if it's close. All right. And this goes to something that I think everyone in the Harris campaign and everyone who wishes that campaign well better focus on. And I experienced this a week before the debate when I was in three different cities in Michigan. Trump's support is resilient and real.
Yep.
People who support Trump have been through a lot. They've had plenty of reasons to get off the bus. They're not getting off the bus. I'm not saying it's a majority of this country, but it's a not insignificant statistical majority of 47 to 48%, which means it's real, it's resilient, it's not budging. And you have to find a way to get to 49, 50, or 51. And don't think that a debate performance is going to sort of suddenly make that job any easier. Internal polls, I'm told, in the possession of the Harris campaign in swing states show even or a slight Trump bump from this debate, even though they think they won it, even though many of the survey responders think Harris won it. Okay? So what this country has to come to grips with is, even when he says dogs and cats, and we can get into that if you want to, a completely fantastical, idiotic thing to say. It resonates at a certain level because it identifies an issue that people want to hear about, immigration. So they give him credit for that, and they don't take any points away from him or shed their support because he blew it in such a spectacular, comedic, unintentionally comedic way. So the campaign is still close. Can it break? Yes, theoretically, but it's still very close. And the debate may have, strangely, even among people who think Harris won, picked up a point or two for Trump.
So I just want to follow up on the non-follow-ups. When you have a candidate like the vice president, who during her time as the vice president is known to give a lot of word salad answers, then when she comes in to a campaign in such an extraordinary way, then she is only involved in one other interview with Dana Bash with Governor Tim Walz. When there are three or four times when she does what plenty of politicians do, bypass the question and turn it into an attack towards her opponent, I do think if you're going to fact check, this was ample opportunity for Muir and Davis to say, Madam Vice President, you didn't come close to saying, are we better now than we were 4 years ago? You didn't say anything about if you could go back in time on immigration. You said nothing about what you would change in Afghanistan. I thought it was, I really thought, knowing the climate, that it was incumbent upon them one or two times to do that.
Agreed. And without question, the weakest part of the debate was the first question and her answer.
Yeah. Nervous.
Very nervous. And talk about a word salad. It was full of a lot of gussied up words, opportunity economy, and this and that, and I have a plan, and I have a plan, and I have a plan. Wait a minute. That's not the question. I know the question makes you uncomfortable because you have to revisit something in which you know people don't like, and you have to recontextualize that, but let's try to drill down. But even sometimes, and this is where, and I've been on the stage three times, not in a general election, but three times in a primary, it's always a toggling switch, and you don't know which way to toggle it.
Yeah,
you
it's
really
hard.
Don't.
Yeah,
it's very hard because there is something that is conveyed by a non-answer to a central question, especially the first one. And if and I've talked to people who only watch the first 20 minutes.
Sure.
So the first 20 minutes, The first 3 minutes were Harris struggling with that very direct question. Are we better off than we were 4 years ago? That's what your opponent says. What's your answer? So that might not have been a winning debate for Kamala Harris if that's all people saw, or if that's most of what they saw, you know? So, sometimes that hard question and the non-answer is all the public needs to see, because the vice president had an opportunity to recharacterize or recontextualize that question and the foundation beneath it. Didn't do it. So for someone who's eager for an answer to that question, that probably leaves them dissatisfied. So does the moderator go back to that well a second time? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's always a hard thing.
Yep.
My larger takeaway when it's Trump, he only complains about the moderators if he thinks he lost.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And he said that about other people complaining about things.
Right.
You know, you're only complaining because you're a loser.
Yeah. Often.
Blame the refs. Well, what about your performance?
Yes, that's so true. Because often the words he uses on others is truly how he feels about a situation if he's in that position. Okay, I want to get to Joe Biden, who, by the way, still is president of the United States, and what we're going to do with weaponry.
And knows he's alive, by the way.
Yeah, in Ukraine. Yes, he is. And he's not eating dogs in Springfield. Yes or no, will we have another debate? What do you think?
Trump says no. And because the polling data so far has not moved perceptibly against him, he probably won't. If the polling data starts to shift in any way, making him farther behind nationally and farther behind in battleground states, he'll have to agree to it.
Next time we see each other, I will bet you a nice dinner there will be another debate. I just think, and your polling is accurate, I just think his ego is going to say, I want another opportunity. Okay. What is Joe Biden, the president of the United States, going to do about potentially lifting restrictions on U.S.-provided long-range weapon systems and allowing Zelensky and Ukraine to continue to strike deep targets inside Russia, but this time American and Western-driven that can be even more effective? You've had people who've been for this for a long time, more Republicans speaking out about it, even some Democrats open-minded. What does Biden do on this really important issue regarding this war that continues to rage on?
I don't know. What I do know is lines that were uncrossable have been crossed.
Many times, right?
Things that the administration said, no, we're not going to do that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to provoke this or that, particularly in any use of tactical battlefield nuclear weapons, which, as we've discussed before, we should always remind ourselves, are part of Russia's playbook. They've, in ways that we don't countenance and say we have the opportunity and we have battle plans to use battlefield nuclear weapons. We don't, but the Russians do. That's why we've always been nervous about that. And things that we didn't even want that to be on the table, we weren't going to do, then we've done. Allowed some strikes in Russia, allowed our military weaponry for this or that, Patriot anti-missile system, things. So all I know is the progression has been to agree to do things that when this war started, we did not agree to do. And there's a very hard calculus here. Would this green light fundamentally change things and change things in a way to provoke a serious dialogue about ending this war and ending it on terms that the Ukrainians can find acceptable? And if that's not all territory given back to them, what territory remains in Russian hands and under what conditions? And what is a kind of international peacekeeping force or supervisory force to make sure that this doesn't happen again? All those are details that have to be hashed out. Hard to do at the negotiating table, but certainly doable if both sides want to. And would a green light now on this particular set of military questions force Russia to do something it has so far been unwilling and uninterested in doing, which is negotiating an end to this slaughterhouse of a war in Ukraine?
Just a massively important topic to keep watching. Fabulous as always, sir. Thank you very much for coming on. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Great.
Major Garrett, CBS, The Takeout. He's the best. We're lucky to have him on.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.